Members, audience, we're going to call the meeting of the Capital Investment Committee to order. Looking at the approval of the minutes from April 1st, Representative Albright, Representative Carlson.
What?
So moved the minutes of April 1st.
Yes,
and
no
Representative Albright seconded it. So are there any additions or corrections, members? All those in favor, please indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. So, members, and audience, sorry we're starting a little late. We want to make sure everybody got the amendments before we started. Just a couple of quick announcements. We are on television, so we need to keep it to a small silent roar so that we can be heard. And secondly, there are interpreters with us today as well. I'm not sure where they are right now. Somewhere over there. So we have interpreters in the room as well today. So make sure that you speak loud and clear at the testifying table. We're going to begin today, Madam Chair. We're going to begin today with allowing you to discuss the back page of the bill that we missed yesterday. Probably the chair of the committee didn't do a very good job, Madam Chair. Sorry for that. And so if you want to proceed with the back page of the part that we missed yesterday.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. You had nothing to do with it. It was my mental lapse. I thought I was done, and I just hadn't turned the sheet to say there's a second page of the spreadsheet of the cash bill. And the reason I thought I should still do it is I think as a result of that failure of mine, in the start meeting this morning, they reported that we had only $20 million for housing, when in fact we have $100 million, but $80 million was on that second page, which I didn't talk about, so I regret that. But there are a couple of things on that second page that I know we've heard them over time, but that I wanted to remind people what they are. And this is the cash bill, and I think, Mr. Chair, we're going to take that up first. Is that correct?
That's correct, Madam Chair.
And under Department of Human Services, there is a line called Remember with Dignity. And if you've been on this committee for a while, you have seen this in past bills. We are gradually dealing with a situation where there were unmarked graves of people who died in state institutions, and the only thing that marked their grave was a concrete pillar buried in the ground with a number. And there is a group that is just painstakingly and carefully redoing that and replacing that with grave markers. They are only able to do so much a year, and so we just kind of plug away at it. And so that's the Remember with Dignity, $195,000 for that restoration. And I did mention the language of the Veterans Housing Survey grants. We have an amendment where we change department responsibility there. But one I wanted to talk about, because it is so unusual, and that is under Department of Corrections, the Northeast Regional Corrections Center. And those of you who were with us on that tour saw quite an incredible surprise. We went to a correction center, but there we were in the middle of a farm with meat processing and processing vegetables and fruits that I think were going to be sold at a farmer's market. And we saw tractors out in the field bringing in the crops. And that is the nature of this correction center. I believe it is the only one in the state. I would be really interested to know whether there are any models anywhere in the country. And the local elected officials tell us that this very unique correction center has if not the lowest, one of the lowest recidivism rates in the state. And it's one of those things that it's a surprise when you get there. You are not expecting. Are there somebody
Madam Chair, members? Somebody have papers on a mic? It appears that there's a mic that is misfunctioning or malfunctioning.
Mr. Chair, sometimes it is a cell phone that is activating in the audience.
Okay, maybe we'll try it, Madam Chair, and see if we've got it fixed here. For those of you that have cell phones, oh, please do turn them off in the room. Thank you. Go ahead, Madam Chair.
And then it was on this page that the $80 million in housing infrastructure appropriation bonds is listed, and that was the one omitted in that newspaper story. And so there were probably some people who read that who were terribly disappointed, expecting $100 million and seeing 20. And then under grants to political subdivisions, I wanted to talk about just a few of these to remind you what the issue is there. And that is in Duluth at the Spirit Mountain Recreation Authority, the water system. They are using, because there's no other possibility, they're using the city treated water. And that's obviously a much more expensive thing than if you took, I think their plan would be to take fresh water from the Lake Superior. I'm not altogether sure. I think others are clear. International Falls Airline Terminal, I think we may not have heard about at this point. The Pioneers and Soldiers Cemetery fence, that is the oldest cemetery in the state of Minnesota. And it is, among others, veterans from the War of 1812 are buried there because the fence is in disrepair. Those gravestones are being vandalized. There are two volunteers who are working there who are just painstakingly doing the research to determine who is buried in every grave and to have a file, a historical record of that. So there are two volunteers incredibly devoted to that particular project. The Lake Superior Poplar River, we had this in a bill, that's a David Dill issue. That was, I think that's Lutzen. They were taking water out of a trout stream, and we were going to help them take it out of Lake Superior so that that trout stream would not be affected. And that project is underway but not yet finished. I think we all have an interest in getting that finished. That's why you see that here again. So that's just a few of the sort of out of the ordinary things on that page that I thought bore some mention.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Any questions, members? Representative
Rudolph? Thank you, Ms. Chair. Representative Hausman, just to make sure it's straight now, that fence around the cemetery is to keep people from going in, not from getting out.
Maybe a little of both. I don't know if it works that way, but Paul and the ghost squad.
Mr. Chairman, when we did the site visit, I pointed out to some people that I have relatives that are buried there, and it's the oldest cemetery, and nobody's been buried there since 1926, I think. So, Representative Rudolph, I would be quite shocked if some of them walked out.
Any other questions, members? Madam Chair, I'll just confer with you on the Northeast Regional Correction Center. That was one of my first teaching jobs. I actually worked there for a number of years. As maybe you recall, as we visited that night, it is a one-of-a-kind facility, top-shelf facility in the state that has treated many, many members. We have somebody coming to deal with this issue. We're having somebody come to deal with this issue, so just bear with us for a minute. But anyhow, Madam Chair, it's a facility that has done remarkable, great things in the state with the Department of Corrections. So, thank
Chair,
you.
Were you able to go home every night?
I got to go home every night. So, members and audience, we are going to start with public testimony. We have two people that have signed up for public testimony on this bill. And so we're going to ask them to come down. Right now, we'll get them in line here. The first one is Deputy Commissioner Terry Carlson from the Department of Corrections. And then Dan Dorman will be after from Greater Minnesota Partnership, will be after Deputy Commissioner Carlson. So please identify yourself for the record and proceed with your testimony.
Thank you, Mr. Chair and members. My name is Terry Carlson. I'm the Deputy Commissioner for the Facilities Division for the Department of Corrections. I want to first thank each and every one of you for the touring that you did of our facilities this summer to look at our bonding requests and our unique needs. We certainly appreciate that you took the time out of your busy schedules to understand what we needed. I also want to thank you for full funding for the Shakopee fence. it's been a long time coming, and we're very, very hopeful that this project will go through. Phase one for the St. Cloud project, you know that that's a much larger project, and having phase one at about $18 million to complete the new health services for our facility at St. Cloud is very much appreciated. We would certainly appreciate additional consideration for full funding for that project, because the very important staff safety and security aspects in that intake center will not be met until phase two is completed. But really what I wanted to focus on today is the asset preservation money. $2 million has been allotted in this bill for asset preservation for our facilities. And our governor's budget request was for $10 million in asset preservation money. I need to just let you know that we operate about 6 million square feet of property of building space within our 11 sites in our 10 facilities, and many of our buildings are very, very old. Two of our facilities, the Red Wing and the St. Cloud facilities, are built in 1889, and our Stillwater facility was built in 1914. So lots of deterioration. Some pictures are being passed around of roofs that are leaking and walls that are falling apart, and other various pipes and pictures of things that are kind of crumbling in our facilities. So we have $100 million in identified projects for asset preservation within our 10 facilities. And our initial request to the governor's office was for $40 million in asset preservation. The governor's budget, like I said, came out with $10 million for us for asset preservation, and I'm very, very concerned about only receiving $2 million in this bill. Just this past year, we had over $2 million in emergency issues that we didn't even, you know, realize would happen. Things with electrical systems at two of our facilities, a water main break at two of our facilities that just sucked up that amount of money, $2 million, just with the blink of an eye. So we're very, very concerned and would appreciate other consideration for additional funding. I would also, as just a little bit of levity, like to add, since the Shakopee fence haiku was so popular, I would like to add this.
Another haiku?
Many old buildings. Roofs leak, bricks fall, black mold grows. Need $10 million, please.
Would you put that in writing? We have to get that to everyone, I think.
Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Deputy Commissioner, thank you. Are there any questions for Deputy Commissioner Carlson? Madam Chair.
And Mr. Chair, I would say I feel very keenly, even before I knew she was going to testify, I was going to say yet again to the committee, I've described this bill as inadequate the other day. I hope that miracles happen. When the supplemental bill is passed and when the last of the tax bills are through, I am hoping there might be more room in a cash target. So as this goes forward and we begin to work with the governor and the Senate, but I had made my own list. We have to do something about the Capitol. We are all still committed to that. We have to, in a number of areas, when we cut the bill, we went back to last year's number. And that was true of the State Security Hospital, the St. Cloud Prison, the Rochester Convention Center, the Crookston Wellness Center. That's where we got those numbers. They were in that last year's bill. They're very much on my mind and my conscience. And then I have just added a note to myself for asset preservation. So I appreciate very much the reminders.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Thank you, Commissioner Deputy.
Thank you.
And Mr. Dorman? Not seeing any sign of Mr. Dorman. Then, members, we're gonna move on to amendments of the bill, but I wanted to give you a little timeline, because I was asked that. So here's the plan for the afternoon here and evening. we are going to go from now until about 5:30. At 5:30, we will recess till the call of the chair or 8 p.m., whichever comes first. So if we're not done by then, we will come back and finish at 8 p.m. or the call of the chair after a 5:30 p.m. recess. Okay? Is there anybody else in the audience that would like to testify on the bill before we move on to amendments? Okay, seeing none, we will move to, and members, the amendments and all the information are in your packet, and we will move to the H1068812 amendment. Chair Hausman has moved the bill yesterday, and this is the chair's author's amendment. Madam Chair, would you like to move the H12 amendment?
Yes, Mr. Chair. We are on. Oh, there it is. Okay, we're on the top. Yes, I will move the H12 amendment. And then I. This is the cash bill. H12.
H1068, cash bill H12.
Okay.
Amendment.
And Mr. Chair, I can go over the items in this if you'd like.
I mean, Madam Chair?
Would you like me to describe the.
Yes, please describe the amendment.
One, it corrects the citation. And then it. We had the Veterans Housing Survey grants went to the Commissioner of Admin, and we are replacing that with the Housing Finance Agency. That is really the agency that does this kind of work, and so we think we plugged that into the wrong department. And then it adds the language that Bill Marks and the Ways and Means Chair always like us to do, and that is to be clear that appropriations are only made once. If something should inadvertently appear in another bill, it in fact, an appropriation is only made once. There are no money changes in the, no change of dollars in this.
Members, any questions on the amendment? Seeing none, all in favor of the amendment, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Nay. Carry.
$2,490, but we don't have the 1068.
Members, we're going to move to the H1068A5 amendment. And Representative Namer, I believe this is your amendment.
I'd like to.
A5, members.
I have to have this amendment moved to House File 1068.
So, Representative McNamara moves the A5 amendment. Representative McNamara, would you like to explain your amendment, please?
Right. This amendment, what it does is it adds $5 million to the Economic Employment and Development. It's to give the Commissioner of Employment and Economic Development $5 million for grants under the Greater Minnesota Business Development Public Infrastructure Grant Program. This is a program that's been around since 2003. It's a good program for Greater Minnesota. It's helped 107 different communities. It's created about 4,000 jobs, or I take that back, it's saved 4,000 jobs and has created about 3,000 jobs. It's a great program for Greater Minnesota. And it's a good way to keep our economy rolling smoothly.
Members, other questions or comments about? Madam Chair.
Mr. Chair, I support this amendment. And initially, I think when I went through the bill, I pointed out that after Representative Mahoney had his target, and I knew there was going to be quite a significant amount of effort in Greater Minnesota, all of my funds I deleted because I needed to cut, but perhaps Representative Mahoney can speak to this as well. I think you checked with the department about the possibility for this fund.
Representative Mahoney?
Mr. Chair, Madam Chair, and Representative McNamer, we put a lot of money into this program last year. We poured about $6 million more into rural economic development that does similar projects to this. An extra $5 million. Well, I hope you get a majority of votes, Mr. Representative McNamer, but I'll just leave it at that.
I do support the amendment.
Representative Rudolph?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. And, you know, I respect Representative McNamer's concerns and efforts here to put more money into DEED. Concern comes at the at where it's coming from, and certainly, you know, $20 million isn't near enough anyway to do what needs to be done at the Capitol, and $5 million less is, well, obviously something is going to have to happen here, and I'm just wondering if Chair Hausman or someone could shed a little light on where they expect the needed funding for the Capitol to come from.
Madam Chair, as I have said, this is part of a process. We passed this in the House. They pass a bill in the Senate. We have not yet seen theirs. We are all committed to the completion of this, as is the governor. And when we see the outcome of the supplemental budget and the tax bills to see what additional cash might be on the bottom line, we hope to fully fund what we all believe is a project that we bear great responsibility for.
Members, other comments? Members, I would just like to say I carried this bill a few years ago, but as a member that whose communities has benefited from this bill, from some of the grants available in this bill that saved and retained jobs, this bill program has the ability to do, and also to help with the infrastructure within the local municipality. I strongly support this and would ask members to also consider that. Any other comments? All those in favor of the A5 amendment, please indicate by saying aye.
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 Opposed, nay?
Nay.
Carried. Members, we are going to move to H. 1068 A8, which I believe is a Representative Mahoney's amendment. And
Mr. Chair, I'd like to move the A8 amendment. What this amendment does is
Representative Mahoney, you want to move the amendment first?
I moved the A8 amendment, Mr.
Thank
Chair.
Thank you, Representative Mahoney. So Representative Mahoney moved the A8 amendment. Now go ahead and explain it, please.
Mr. Chair, this I won't go through the page and line number, but it is there seems to be a slight amount of money that the chair has recommended that I might be able to move from the Wade Stadium in Duluth to further the University Enterprise Labs, which is an accelerator for small high-tech companies in just west of 280 and University Avenue. This is an expansion that they are planning to do to add 40 labs to their piece right now. So I would ask for members' support so we can keep talking about it.
Madam Chair?
And Mr. Chair, I support this amendment. We had the good news yesterday. This doesn't happen in many projects, but that particular project, Wade Stadium, they, in fact, the person representing that said that the cost was somewhat lower, and that we were able to do this. And University Enterprise Laboratory had been in an earlier bill, has been something that Representative Mahoney has had an interest in for some time, and. So because it doesn't do harm to the other project, I support this amendment.
Representative Kaczynski.
Madam Chair, Hausman, just a question. Was there a change in the design for Wade Stadium, or kind of what happened there, I guess, would be?
Madam Chair?
Mr. Chair, I don't know exactly. First of all, there was some, the governor's office took a much closer look at it, said some items were bondable, some weren't. That's why you see this one in the cash bill. So I think as they fine-tuned their plan, the cost went down a bit.
Other comments or questions, members?
Which amendment we are not together?
Seeing none. All those in favor of the A8 amendment, please indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Carried. Members, we are going to move on to H1068A6, which is a Representative Erdahl's amendment. And Representative Erdahl, you want to move the amendment?
Well, Mr. Chair, thank you. I've come to the realization that every amendment has its time and place, and this might not be the time. So I'm going to withdraw it.
Or the place.
Madam Chair?
Mr. Chair, I was prepared to accept that if it were...
Thank you, Representative Hausman, but today I would rather not do it. I do believe that this, in a different form, will have a place later. Thank you.
Will that other form pass?
At some point.
All right. Anything else, members, on this one? So the A6 is withdrawn.
Where's Joe?
All right. Members, we're going to move on to H1068, and it's the A10 is being replaced by the A13 from Representative Fitzsimmons. And so it's the page is handing it out right now. We'll make sure everybody gets it before we'll start here.
Sure.
So it's not A10, members. It'll be replaced by A13. It's being handed out. All members have the A13 amendment? Representative Fitzsimmons, you want to move the A13 amendment?
Yes, Mr. Chair, I move the A13.
Very good. And now do you want to explain it, please?
Yes, Mr. Chair. And thanks for Chair Hausman and Jenny Nash and the staff for working to find a way to make the amendment work. It's a bridge in the city of Hanover. It's a small city in my district, 3,000 people. The bridge is from 1885, when it was originally built. The city's coming up on its 150th anniversary, and the big plan was to have the bridge repaired and ready to go by that anniversary, and that would be coming this summer. So they're really hoping to be able to get this done, or the following summer from this one. It also will tie into what the city and the counties have planned. It's on the border of Hennepin and Wright County. It's the only pedestrian crossing between the two counties, pedestrian only crossing, and it would tie together the Hennepin County and the Wright County pedestrian and bike trail systems that both of them have currently. There's no tie together between the two. So that's what the amendment does.
Madam Chair?
Mr. Chair, I also support this amendment. This bill was just introduced, but of course, since we're already moving out, it seemed as since he was, we thought we might hear it next week, but that would be too late. And so we thought that explanation might serve as our hearing on this, but I support this amendment.
Members, are there questions on the 813? Seeing none. Those in favor of the 813 amendment, please indicate by saying aye.
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 Opposed, say nay. It's carried. And then the members, the last amendment on this bill is the H1068A4 amendment, which I believe is Representative Norton's.
It is, Mr. Chair. I'd like to move the A4. And sometimes you have to take funds from a place you don't want to take them in order to fund things that are fundamental to infrastructure. And in this case, that's what I've done. I'm not thrilled about it. But one of the heartburns I have with the bonding bill is that we are underfunding certain areas, and HEPR is one of them. And so I have two amendments today, one in cash and one in other bonds, to try to bump up those HEPR funds so that we can have better fund our higher education asset preservation. The requests are, I think, was for $100 million. I think Representative Hausman's bill only has 30 in there. I'm hoping by the end of the day we could get it up to 45 for both university and Minsku, which still is far less than they should be. And so I have, to that end, I have divided some funds to put in to increase HEPR with cash of $5 million each, and the little bit that's left, which is in the amount of two fives and a seven, goes into the passenger rail and transit funds that are already in the bill, but again have just a small line item. So that's the amendment. If we can't do it this way, I hope we find another way, but this seemed like a start.
Members, Madam Chair.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. This one, unfortunately, though I am a strong supporter of the zip line that will connect Rochester eventually with the Twin Cities, and I know that's an interest that Representative Norton and many in Rochester have who are here. At this point, we are moving that forward in a very much smaller amount. It's one of those very much on my mind, one of six funds, intercity passenger rail, that is much depleted, as is the capital and others. I also love Como Zoo, of course, and we're taking the last little bits of capital restoration, and we hopefully with both Zip Rail and HEPR for U of M and Minsku, we will keep them high on our agenda and look for opportunities to fix them. But at this point, I would have to oppose this amendment.
Mr. Chair?
Representative Norton?
I do want to be clear, because I'm afraid this might have been misportrayed a little bit. While I did put money in the rail funds, there is no designation for Zip Rail. It is in a general rail fund to be used however the department sees fit. I just feel that rail and transit are very important, as I do, as I mentioned, HEPR. So those three funds are there. There's no designation for Rochester, and there wasn't an intent for that.
Representative Erdahl.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, and to repeat a little bit what I just said before, this takes another $10 million from the capital. We already took $5 million from the capital. Now we're down to $5 million. I mean, what is this? Are we going to keep on chipping off until we're down to $1 so we have a place to hold it and then pray that the Senate somehow comes up with $120 million
pretty much, yeah,
to compare with our $1?
Yeah, I mean,
or $5 million? It's a concern.
Any other questions, members? Seeing none. All those in favor of the A4 amendment, please indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay?
No.
Nay.
No.
It fails. That's all the amendments, members, on the on the cash bill, HF 1068. We will now move to that's right. So members will vote on House File 1068. Madam Chair, do you want to renew your motion, please?
I will renew my motion.
That
HF 1068 recommended and referred.
38.
1068 House file 1068 as amended will be recommended and referred to Ways and Means.
Mr. Chairman, Representative Carlson, I think you need to drop the recommended. That's the new motion.
Very good. All those in favor, please indicate by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Carried.
On your way. On the way.
All right, we're going to move to House File 2490. 2490.
You leave or leave. Page 37, line 21. Is that correct?
I do that in Ways and Means.
Oh, that's a
good loss. Where was that next?
For the First Amendment that we'll take up, members, is the HF 2490A8. It's the author's amendment. Chair Hausman, would you like to move and explain your amendment?
I will move that amendment. And would you like me to proceed with the explanation?
Please do.
This does a number of things. From the library construction grants, which we have renamed in this bill, it sets aside $570,000 for the Jackson Library. We visited that library. We have been looking at that language to assure that that the problems were relevant to the language, but because we want to just assure this particular project, we set aside $570,000. We modify the language of the rider for DNR buildings and facilities. That comes at the request of the department. That language would just be more workable for them to use that the dollars in the buildings and facilities line. In the section under dam repair, we add the Rapidan Dam to the DNR dam provision. With regrets to those who appreciate the Bowser Rim money, we're taking a little bit of money, $400,000 of the $20 million, I think, that we have for Rim, to assure the repair of that project. We correct the citation. Military affairs, you may recall we had two armories requested. One was Brooklyn Park and the other was Owatonna. The Brooklyn Park was the higher priority. As we were cutting the bill, we cut the second priority, Owatonna. Military affairs has requested that we put language in this bill that allows them to use their asset preservation dollars for the Owatonna Armory parking lot, and that is in this bill. Those who are working on the Early Childhood Facilities Grant asked us if we would lift the cap from $500,000 to $1 million. That doesn't necessarily mean that will be the size of the grants given, but at least it provides for that should there be a larger project that the department wants to fund. Again, we add the language that appropriations are only made once in case they overlap in another bill. We add the amendment that was requested by Veterans Affairs. They negotiated that language. You may recall the $18 million that was in last year's bill, and it allows them to use a portion of that. And that, as I said, that language has been requested by them. They received word that sometime, I think as I read that amendment or that email, it sounded like maybe February of 2015, they would receive $5 million from the federal government. Not quite the $35 million we were hoping for, but that language comes from the department. And then, through a misunderstanding, we had deleted the language in our bill that conveyed the property for Harambe and Crosswind Schools. That, you may recall, last year there was still a bit of unresolved issue around that. And so we are now going to add that to this as well. Adds the authority to transfer the state bond finance properties of Harambe and Crosswind Schools. It's only the conveyance. It's not operational. The implementing language is in the education finance portion of the omnibus supplement bill. And I believe, Mr. Chair, that hits all of the items in that amendment.
Members, any questions? Seeing none. All in favor of the A8 amendment, please indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Nay? Carried. We're going to move then to the A9, HF2490A9 amendment, which is correct. Chair Hausman again.
Mr. Chair, I will move that amendment, the A9 amendment, and I'll explain that. We had initially, you may recall, we heard about the Purim problem. That was a mold issue, and Representative Nornes had requested language, which you find in the back of this bill under the language portion, and we were thinking that was the that handled that part of it, and I think there's still a desire to assure this project, and so this amendment sets aside $257,000 for the Purim Library under the library construction grants.
Members, any questions on this amendment, A9? All those in favor, please indicate by saying aye.
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 Opposed, say nay. It's carried. We're going to move on to HF2490A4, which is also a Fitzsimmons amendment. A4. Representative Fitzsimmons, you want to move and explain your amendment?
Yeah, and I think I'll have to check with Jenny to make sure it's fits now and is corrected, right?
Where's it coming from? Who's your money on now?
Representative Fitzsimmons, consulting with staff, you may be eligible to apply for a Mighty Ducks grant, and so you may want to consider withdrawing it, but that's up to you.
Yeah,
Madam Chair?
Mr. Chair, as I understand it, so there were two parts, I think. We've now taken care of the historic bridge issue. In the cash bill is $1.5 million for air quality grants. And I know Representative Erdahl has an interest in that. Representative Carlson has an interest in for us. We have all of those three in our minds as we're going forward. I think in some ways, there's a piece of each of their needs that relates to that $1.5 million in cash we have. So we know we've got a line item there, and we'll work on it again. We can just watch that for you.
Correct. And so, yes, I'll withdraw this amendment.
So, members, A4 amendment has been withdrawn. All right, members, we are now on going to do our A2 amendment, H2490A2 amendment, which is Representative Norton.
Could we wait one more? I have, unfortunately, a call from the speaker.
Okay.
Happens to me all the time.
Blow them off.
Yeah.
We can wait.
We're going to move members right down to A11. So if you could find A11 in your packet, please. Okay, it's going to be distributed. So let's just hang patient for a minute.
What is the end?
Oh, yeah, I'll help you. Oh, well, thank you. Appreciate it.
Unless, Madam Chair, you come up with an unfortunate call too, then we're in a tough shape.
We don't. Thank you. Thanks a lot for doing it.
Thank you.
Where's it coming from?
You know, members and audience, it's a good time to the staff that we have here, both on both sides, Republican and Democratic staff. You know, they always are there. They're working hard. They jump in and help each other. They jump in and help us. Many of them have been here all weekend working on this. And I just think we need to give them a round of applause, Madam Chair. So let's
Oh,
So we are now, members, do you all have A11? A11? So, Madam Chair, if you want to move and talk about your A11 amendment, please.
Yes, Mr. Chair, I would move that A11. In my much larger bill, there was a large project that Representative Gene Wagenius had brought forward on the upper post. A very good project, but as we scaled back to that much smaller bill, some of those things dropped by the wayside. That was one. As we looked at this, there was one piece of it that she felt, I think, most strongly about, the paths that connect a sort of a complicated area out there. And 500,000 of that was to design and construct bicycle and pedestrian paths between the Fort Snelling Light Rail Station and historic Fort Snelling and Upper Post area. I think there's a somebody here may know about this. I think it's Boy Scouts and Charter School and children in a number of places there. And regrettably, for those of you in the room who are Safe Routes to School, in this case, we are taking it from 500,000 from Safe Routes to School. That's obviously something we all care about a great deal, but we did sort of think this was a safe route to school, too, so that's where we have taken it.
And Representative Detmer?
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Chair, and Representative Housen. You know, I work on the Childhood Obesity Working Group, and I know the governor put $2 million in his bill, and then the request from the Childhood Obesity Working Group or the Heart Association was $6 million. So $2 million is something that we were looking forward to provide these grants to the school districts. I guess I would oppose this.
Representative Erdahl?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. And to echo some of Representative Detmer's words, I have had several of my school districts that feel this is a very important fund. I agree. I think that in terms of childhood obesity, the Safe Schools Fund is an important program, and I would hate to see a reduction in it.
Representative Lilly?
Thank you, Mr. Chair, and Chair Hausman. I know you're a strong supporter of Safe Routes to School, and I think certainly I'll be voting for this, but I hope that you defend that position as we go forward into the negotiation. And it's as some of them mentioned, it's with our obesity issues and others, it's just a good thing. But I've biked that by Fort Snelling, and it's it really is not safe over there for folks. So it's there's some wonderful trails to get access to, and obviously this historical site it's a wonderful treasure, and so being able to get there safely is a great opportunity. So please fight for our position. I know you will, but thank you.
And Mr. Chair, it occurs
Madam.
To me we could have an amendment to this because 850 already acknowledges too. We could just right now amend our budget resolution and increase the size of the bonding bill to 854 and do $6 million for Safe Routes to School because we have strong support for it.
Maybe the principal.
Madam Chair, did you say 1.4? Is it?
I think.
No, no, Madam Chair, I know.
But I'll take your number too,
Mr. Green.
Other questions or comments? Okay. Here, seeing none. All those in favor of the 811 amendment, please indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carried. Now we're going to go back to A2 members. Representative Norton? I think, yeah, A2. H2490, A2.
Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Madam Chair, Representative Norton, do you want to move
yes,
that first?
I'll move the A2 amendment. What I have here is a fix to, I'm sure, an error that underfunds the Mayo Civic Center. Which should be funded at $37 million and is only funded at $30, which is an amount not enough for the job to get done. And I noticed in the bill when it was presented that the Winona State University had a request for $5.902 million for their education village, and the funding line was for the full 22.2, I believe, was the amount, and not simply the request that they had made, which was for 5.902. And so with this amendment, I am funding the Winona project at the full amount they have requested, and am moving that money over to $7 million additional for the Rochester Civic and Community Center, so that is fully funded. And I am adding the balance of that to the local roads legislation, the portion of the bill that funds local roads, which is also grossly underfunded. So that's what happens to that. I had been in a conversation with Chair Hausman and some other members about this, and there was concern that Winona was counting on this. So when I left that conversation, I picked up the phone and I called Scott Olson at 250, and he said, no, their request is for 5.902, and the Minsky ask is for 5.902. And while no one would turn down money that's handed to them in a larger amount, their request is for 5.902, and he thinks the Civic Center is a good project and hopes it will be funded. So for those of you who don't know, the Mayo Civic and Convention Center has been given funding from this body for planning and has fallen to a veto pen, as many projects do over the years, and we have been waiting since that time for full funding. The $30 million, in my mind, is too low. The Senate does not have this as a priority. We have not seen the bill yet, but the language I have heard from the Senate is that this is a heavy lift for the Senate. And so it is my position, and I hope this committee's position, that the House goes in for the full $37 million so that we can negotiate with the Senate and have a very strong position. So I'm asking for this committee to stand behind me and Representative Liebling and my community. The mayor's here, the city manager's here, our TV station's here. We're here because this has been waited for many, many years. And I need this committee's support to do this.
Madam Chair.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, and regretfully, I must oppose this amendment. I, of course, love both of these projects. I have had conversations and have been to Rochester many times, have been a strong supporter of that. But it is true that Minsky initially had that smaller request. We toured that. You may remember that tour well. I have had occasion literally in just the last few days to talk to the president about this, and I told him about my dream, my sense of what is the one thing we can do, among others, but one of the things we can do to improve the quality of our education, to improve the achievement gap, the best trained teachers we can manage. And I said to the president, I believe that this education village has the potential to become that shining star, to train the best teachers, state-of-the-art process of training teachers that suggests that Minnesota does it better than anyone else. It's going to be one of those, I think, legacy issues that we can all be proud of. And I absolutely will not give up on full funding of all of those items that I cited that we have underfunded, but in this case, I must oppose this amendment.
Representative Davids?
Well, thank you, Mr. Chair, and I'm very pleased that the Chair is opposing this amendment. If you sat through the last 2.5 hours of Tax Committee, you saw Rochester... Really, I mean, there are legislators around the state suffering from the Rochester syndrome. Now, I happen to be very supportive. I mean, I was the author of the sales tax bill that got the DMC going. And, of course, last year we funded Rochester at $585 million. And so I find it disconcerting that the Norton Amendment would take from my alma mater and give to the Civic Center that's already in the bill at $30 million. I think $30 million is a pretty strong negotiating position to go to conference committee. So I want to thank the chair for her comments, and I'll be supporting the chair on this.
Representative Lilly.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, and members. We all of us travel the state, and what stands out to all of us, I'm sure, is different. But one of them, the projects that really stood out to me was this Winona education building. I didn't realize the history of Winona in education and specifically teaching teachers. And the model was brought all over the world from Winona, Minnesota. I mean, to me, that was just absolutely amazing. And I think it's a treasure that from Minnesota history, in the sense of, Representative Erdahl and I are on legacy and have some interest in history, but it's, and what they're going to do with educating teachers is quite exciting, really. So I'm going to vote against this.
Representative Norton?
Yes, Mr. Chair. Well, I'm really disappointed. I'm disappointed about a couple things. The Destination Medical Center was a Mayo Clinic request for the city of Rochester. I carried that bill for my community. And someday, perhaps, some money will come down my way for infrastructure for my community to support Mayo's growth. That was predicated on you build first, and if you build, money will roll your way for infrastructure support for your city. That has not happened. There was no truckload of money that left the Capitol and trundled down Highway 52 to Rochester, Minnesota. And time and again, I hear members from my caucus and members from the other side of the aisle misrepresent what happened last year and act as though the third largest city in the state somehow needs to now close their mouth and never ask for anything again. The Destination Medical Center bill was predicated on and developed on this bill already having been funded. If any of you sat through those committees on that list, there was a list that said Destination Medical Center will build these infrastructure projects, and the Mayo Civic Center was not on that because it has been supposed to have been built since 2008 when it was vetoed. So they assumed it was paid for and covered. In my conversation with the Winona State University president, who said he has not talked to Chair Hausman for many months, was very clear that while he would love and hope someday to have the full Winona State University Education Village funded, his request today is for $5.902 million. He was very clear with me that he supports the Mayo Civic Center and what it does for our region of the state. And he hopes that this body will come back and fund the remainder of it in a future year when they request it. But the Winona State request and the Minsky request is for the amount I am leaving in the bill. I'm not touching that.
Representative David?
Well, thank you, Mr. Chair. And if you go back and look at the tapes of the tax committee, there was not one member from this side of the aisle that said anything about the $585 million for DMC to Rochester. But the folks from Rochester, I think, were treated very rudely and very ungentlemanly and were basically trashed by the members of the DFL party. So I would just suggest for folks to go back and listen to the tape of the tax committee of today and verify that what I'm saying is true. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Members, any other comments? Members, I'd just like to say, Representative Norton, we all advocate for our area. And sometimes we forget about the state rather than our own area. And I just had a conversation with a reporter today on that about when I was asked one of my frustrations and disappointments in being a legislator. I said, some of we work so hard for our area. and we work, and we, and when I look at a bill, a lot of times, unfortunately, the first thing I look at is how is it going to impact my area. And I come from an area, as most of you have heard a lot from me, that's economically stressed and high unemployment and high poverty and high free and reduced. And so, Representative Norton, there's a lot of disappointed people with this bill. You said you are very disappointed. You're not alone on your disappointment. I talked to my friends from the Veterans Affairs and Department of Veterans Affairs, and I talked to education folks, and I talked to almost everybody that has a home people, and everybody that has a project in here, whether it be a public infrastructure grant program or whatever it is. And you know, where a lot of us are disappointed, and you know, when you're gonna get 83% of an appropriation, I mean, that's not too bad. That's not too bad. And I understand what you're saying. I understand the passion that you have, and you diligently fight for your area like the rest of us do. And I just want my feeling is there's a lot of people that are disappointed with this bill that our chair has called inadequate a number of times. And I don't know how many times you have to say that. It is an inadequate bill. And we put in not too long ago a $1.24 billion. Thank you for correcting me, Madam Chair. $1.24 billion bill that, you know, was more adequate. But you know, there's a lot of disappointment with this inadequate bill, as the chair has stated over and over again.
Mr. Chair.
Matt, Representative Norton.
Well, I appreciate the little speech, and I know you're a teacher, so those come naturally to you. 82% of a project that must have 100% in order to be built is not useful. That's 82% of nothing. So you know that as well as I do. When you go into a position of negotiation, which this House is going to do with the Senate, you're going to go into that position with a low number, and someone is going, and the Senate is the one we have to negotiate with. If they have nothing or a low number, there's not room to negotiate up. So I think the House should go into that negotiation with the Senate with the strongest position possible, paralleled to the governor's position, and come out with something that has been vetoed, that has been put off, but that has been funded, the study portion, I think back in 2006 or 7, and we have been waiting since that time to pass this bill. What you are sensing is not passion, it's frustration and a little bit of anger at the lack of support I'm getting from my colleagues and on both sides of the aisle. I am asking for funds to be taken from a proposal that did not ask for the amount you're funding it to fund a bill that has been asked, and you know exactly how much you need for it. I'm not taking from some program that someone's pet project. I'm taking from an amount that is over the amount that Minsky and Winona State asked for to fund a project that deserves to be funded. And Mr. Chair, while I carried the DMC bill for my community last year, I have had exactly one bonding bill in my 8 years here. None have been in my district, not one. We've not ever had a bonding bill in my district that I'm aware of. I carry bills almost exclusively that are statewide in nature in this body. I have carried primary seat belt. I have carried newborn screening. I have carried radiation oncology. I could go on and list the bills. I'm not parochial. I happen to be very broad in the kind of bills I carry, which are almost all policy bills, because I came to this legislature to do what is best for the entire state of Minnesota and the citizens that live here, particularly the children. And that's what I have spent my time doing. We all have bills that are for our community. All of us do, from time to time. And in the bonding committee, that probably happens more often than not. But I am asking for this body to fully fund a project that has been waiting for many years and not taking one penny from the requested amount from Winona State University. That's what I'm asking you to do for me here today.
Representative Carlson?
Mr. Chairman, just to correct a little bit of the history, there have been projects, I carried them myself, for the city of Rochester, the higher education facilities that were built over here, over there in the last 40 years, roughly. The tech college was there. We greatly remodeled it. We greatly remodeled the community college, and we did a lot of work in getting the University of Minnesota Center started in Rochester as well. Some of that was appropriations. Some of that was bonding. I just, for a little correction of the history there.
Any other members? All right, see no other comments. All those in favor of the A2 amendment, please indicate by saying aye.
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 I'm going to ask again, members.
Roll call, Mr. Chair.
Pardon me?
May I have a roll call?
Roll call has been thank requested. Thank you. Both roll call, please.
Houseman.
No.
Albright.
Aye.
Atkins.
No.
Carlson.
No.
Clark.
No.
Davids.
No.
Dean Matt.
Yep.
Dean Ray.
No.
Detmer.
Yes.
Earhart.
Aye.
Fitzsimmons.
Nay.
Green.
Yes.
Gunther.
No.
Lilly.
No.
Mahoney.
No.
McNamer.
Aye.
Moline.
No.
Norton.
Aye.
Swidzinski.
Aye.
Erdahl.
Aye.
Ward.
No. There are 9 ayes and 12 nays. The motion does not prevail. Next amendment is A3, H2490A3. Representative Norton. Okay, we'll move on to the next one then, members. The next amendment is H2490 DEA14.
Which one?
A14, I think. DE1. Okay, DE1. DE1, members. That's Representative Matt Dean, I believe. Representative Dean, do you care to move the amendment?
I would like to move the amendment, Mr. Chair.
And do you have an oral amendment, Mr. Representative Dean?
I do have a very minor amendment that we're going to put. We would like to put on the DE1 amendment that Representative Detmer would like to put forward.
Representative Detmer?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. And if you go to line 37.21.
Okay, proceed.
Change, delete 10,562. We're 10,562,000, and change that to 8,562,000. And then on page 24.3, line 3, 24.3.
Page 24, members, line 3.
In terms of military asset preservation, delete the $2 million and change that to $4 million.
Knew he's doing more to military somewhere.
Ms. Dyson, did we do want to repeat that, please, members? Ms. Dyson, I will repeat the oral amendment.
Mr. Chair and members, the as I understand it, it will be a modification to the delete all that would be incorporated into the delete all that's being offered by the committee or to the committee. The amendment is to, and I'm going to start on page 24, line 3, delete $2 million, insert $4 million. Page 37, line 21, delete $10,562,000 and insert $8,562,000. Adjust totals accordingly.
Thank you, Ms. Dyson. Members, any questions on the amendment? Representative Dean? Ray?
Mr. Chair and Ms. Dyson, would we then also have to change line 3718 to make that $10,662,000?
Mr. Chair and Representative Dean, that would be in, taken care of with that adjust totals accordingly direction because it affects totals in all the sections. And
thank you.
Yes.
Any other questions, members?
Are you?
Okay, we're at, Madam Chair.
Is this to the total amendment?
To the oral amendment.
Oh, I thought that was incorporated.
That's incorporated?
Mr.
Chair, I believe that's to be incorporated into the delete all that's being presented.
That's right. Correct.
That's the intention, Mr. Chair, okay. If we can incorporate that
okay,
would...
Madam Chair?
Yeah, so then, Mr. Chair, to the entire amendment, which, of course, I will oppose, just to note a few of the additional...
Madam Chair?
I'm sorry.
Ms. Representative Dean, do you want to explain the amendment first? Or is that okay?
I think that would be helpful. Sure.
Okay, very good. Move it and explain it, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chair and members, and I would just like to begin with a thank you to the staff. I think I've already moved the amendment. Move the amendment, and...
Representative Dean, got it.
All right, we're good. Just want to thank the staff for putting together the bill and also an apology, first of all, to... Ms. Dyson and Mr. Lee for having to, very fast period of time, put together a delete all bill. Our staff works very, very hard. And so weren't given very much time at all to help us with this. But we saw for the first time yesterday, along with everyone else, the bill and the spreadsheet. And so what we are trying to do here with the delete all amendment is reflect what we believe to be the agreement that the caucus leaders had come to within that agreement to put forward a bill that reflects that and also one that we can support. One that reflects the needs of the entire state of Minnesota and the members not of both caucuses in moving forward, and also for what we need within a capital investment bill, which is what we're moving today. There's three important pieces to this. Number one, bill, which is what we're moving today. There's three important pieces to this. Number one, from the moving forward, the first big thing that this does is this funds the capital. The capital restoration is a project that has, over the past decade, acquired significant bipartisan support, and that has not come easily or instantaneously. So what this bill does is it moves $20 million out of the cash account and moves that into the bonding account, or the bonding bill. So we'll be deleting the $20 million that is currently in the cash bill and using that within the capital investment bill. It also funds $120 million for the capital project in total, which is what we need in order for the capital project to move forward without any additional significant delays in construction and also in the use of the building and in the proper work that the government has to do here at the Capitol. So that's a very important distinction between the bill and the delete all, is that this does fund the Capitol. That was also a big part of the agreement from last year, as I say, which we are honoring with this delete all amendment. The second piece is that there are several pieces of the bill from last year, which the vetoed legislation from 270 that we are picking up, that we also believe honor the agreement from last year. Those include things like the Lanesboro Dam, the Rapidan Dam, flood hazard mitigation, and other infrastructure and public works projects across the state of Minnesota, which were agreed to in good faith and are incorporated in this delete all amendment in the same manner in moving forward. Also, and importantly, the agencies were reflected within that, and also want to apologize to any of the agencies that and also project people representing projects that we weren't able to talk to in the last day with regards to changes. Obviously, we just got this in the morning, and we're trying to, in a six-hour period, react as best we can. So to the extent that we could reach out, our first priority was to reach out to members of our caucus and also to try to reach out to stakeholders as best we could in the very limited time that we have. But to the extent that there are errors or omissions or hard feelings, I just want to be the first to apologize for that in our efforts to put together this delete all amendment. And third of all, it represents, I think, what Minnesotans expect us to do, which is to, in a bonding year, complete a bonding project which is bipartisan in nature and addresses the needs of the entire state of Minnesota, and does so in a spirit of building things that reflect not just the needs of one party or one piece of the state, but the entire state as a whole. So that was our efforts, and I think the members who put together a really intense period of time and effort to do this, it reflects our best efforts in a very brief period of time, but I think it also shows a willingness to move forward and to move forward in a positive way to help the state of Minnesota in this bonding year. So with that, Mr. Chair, I would be happy to entertain any comments or suggestions or questions from anyone on the committee. Thank you.
Chair Hausman?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I, of course, will oppose this amendment. We keep referring to that agreement from last year. The interesting thing about that is when it suits one's purposes, it's a helpful one to argue, but in fact, in this bill, and I'll just name one item, $20 million for Lewis and Clark in southern Minnesota that I believe at least two members of the minority caucus desperately, desperately want. That was not in last year's bill. It is in this year's bill, and that does make it a little more difficult. Another project near and dear to us that was not in last year's bill, the Chatfield Center for the Arts, is in this one. Here is what is cut. We cut $10 million for the University of Minnesota Heaper, $10 million from Minsky Heaper, and we just had the discussion about the Winona Education Village. This cuts the entire amount. That project goes away, not even the $5 million that was part of the previous discussion. It cuts RIM, it cuts, and I think, I don't know if this one was even a misunderstanding, Local Government Roads Wetland Replacement Program is one of those that people don't always understand, but it's desperately needed in this bill. We heard from the corrections commissioner a little bit ago. This cuts the Shakopee perimeter fence, but it also cuts even more from the St. Cloud prison that the commissioner spoke of. And it cuts the public housing in here by $11 million. And it funds the following local grants: Boston Street Water and Sewer Infrastructure, Litchfield Power Generation, Cosmos Municipal Building, St. Michael Albertville Ice Arena, Hanover Historic Bridge, Lake Elmo Water Main, Chisago County Jail, Alexandria Redevelopment of Jefferson High School Site, Thief River Falls Airport, Park Rapids Armory Regional Development Center. I think just it's something like just under $12 million in additional local projects. So, members, this is an amendment that I will oppose and ask your no vote.
Representative Riddall?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. And I, too, wish to thank all the staff and others that were involved in doing this. And Representative Hausman, I certainly do appreciate the problems, even more after yesterday, that you've had in putting this together. I recognize this isn't an easy endeavor. You know, I've myself been involved in putting together a legacy bill, which had some similarities to this. And I know how hard this is and how hard and sincerely you've worked to try to do this. You know, I do recognize also from some of your comments that, you know, the bill that you had been doing and is before us is inadequate. I read that you are saying you're still trying to rebuild a bill, and I recognize that what we have put together here isn't necessarily a perfect bill by any means, but I want you all to understand that this is offered in the spirit of cooperation. We want to help build a bill that we think can be passed by the legislature, and you know that's what this is about.
Members, other comments? Representative Dean, Matt?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. And I think that there's two really important things to keep in mind. The statewide needs are very, very important, but also in order for us to move forward and to put the best interests of the state forward, we have to be able to work between the two caucuses, between the two parties, and also honor agreements. And it's not always fun to do, particularly when you're not the one making them. But that's an important thing to be able to do, and it's an important thing that the public needs to know. That we can do that to move forward to put the state's best interests ahead of party interests or ahead of partisanship in particular. And I think that's frustrating for a lot of people. And what has been very rewarding for a lot of us has been the capital project itself, because it's been kind of the one thing that broke away and took on a life of its own and really attracted members from both parties over time to its cause. It doesn't really have a natural constituency except the entire state of Minnesota. And to see it stopped midstream after having finally gotten the bipartisan support and funding it needs to be renovated for its next century, to have that be stopped midstream and to have it become a victim of partisanship or of negligence is a really bad thing, and that's what will happen if we move forward under the existing bill. The Capitol building remodeling project and restoration project will be killed. So I think that it's very important to see that that's the one thing that will be here 100 years from now, that none of the rest of these projects will likely have the impact that the Capitol building has. And I think that was a very important piece for what we're trying to do, and it also I think is a good is a very good vision for the rest of the projects and the bill and for the state as a whole. So I think that the importance of that project goes beyond an agreement or beyond the bill itself. So I would just want to put those two points forward, and also willingness to work together with the Democrats and the committee and for the folks in the Senate and the governor's office to try to get forward a bill between now and the end of session and to really emphasize the point that we don't want to wait until the last minute to get this done.
President Mahoney?
Thank you, Mr. Chair, and you know, members, interesting bill. Again, as the chair spoke to, Representative David spoke so eloquently about the Winona project, and now the caucus is going to be cutting that entirely. But the other piece is we're going to be losing $35 million or better in matching funds, whether it's the public TV or the HEPRA, or I believe there's a couple of other projects in here that have matching funds. I believe Representative Atkins' Invergrove Heritage Park has a matching fund. So essentially what you're doing is you're changing it all around, but you're losing local funds or other dollars that are going to be coming to this investment in our state, and we're going to drop off at least $30 million. I could go on a few things, and I'm not going to. My hope is that people vote against this amendment. I know there were a number of meetings over the last couple of months, and at least from the chair, there was no indication from your side of the aisle of what you really wanted in the bill. So, and then in the press yesterday or the day before, you said that we were never contacted, but I do know about the meetings and I've heard about them. So, I mean, these should have all been brought forward long ago rather than at the last minute. So, members, I hope we just vote this down and we move on and see where we end up. I'll just end there.
Madam Chair.
And Mr. Chair, I will have to just correct one item, and that is there was a belief that only the Capitol will still exist 100 years from now. The Bell Museum was established in 1872 and exists in a flourishing way in 2014, and I trust that that renewed building will serve children in this state for the next 100 years.
Any other questions? Seeing none, members, all those in favor of the DE1 amendment, indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, say nay.
No.
Nay. Motion fail. We're going to go back to the A3 amendment. Representative Norton, that's your amendment on the A3 amendment.
Mr. Chair, given the disinterest in funding HEPR or roads and bridges or anything at this point that I might have suggested, I'm going to withdraw this.
A3 has been withdrawn.
Mr. Chair.
Who said it? Representative Davids?
Yes, the comments Representative Norton just made, I'm not sure where they're coming from. I'm very interested in HEPR and funding roads and bridges.
Okay, members, Madam Chair, do you want to renew your motion to... Renews your motion, House File 2490 as amended, be referred to Ways and Means Committee. Ways and Means Committee. All those in favor, please indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay?
No.
Carried. We got one more bill, members.
Mr. Chair, this is a vehicle bill. If we can dispose of this rather quickly, I think.
House File 2491, Madam Chair.
I would move that.
You got to move it?
Yes, and then I have an amendment.
Okay, there's some members. This is the House File 2491. It's in your packet. Madam Chair, just give members a minute to find it again, please.
Yeah, I have it. I had it.
It's House File 2491, members, and there should be a A12. Oh no, A1 amendment.
And, Mr. Chair, I'll speak to that amendment. The underlying bill was drafted by the University of Minnesota. We are equally interested in HEPR at Minsku, and so our amendment simply adds that. So the underlying bill that's going forward as a vehicle bill to park somewhere is funds both systems.
Any questions on the amendment, members? All those in favor of the amendment, please indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Nay. Carried. Now to the bill as amended, 2491 has been moved. As amended, any more questions or comments on 2491? Seeing none. All those in favor of moving House File 2491 as amended. To Ways and Means, indicate by saying aye, please.
Aye.
Opposed? Say nay. Don't have to say please, Representative Moline.
You're a teacher.
All right. All right, members. There's one bit of business that we need to do here before we adjourn. So, members, any further committee meetings will be to the call of the chair. Madam Chair, did you want to say something?
Mr. Chair, did you move the minutes? I think there was one set.
Yes. Representative Albright, Representative Carlson, I think, jointly, bipartisanly grabbed hands and chaired those.
Kumbaya.
So, members, I'm going to move that the staff be directed to adjust totals, the bond sale authorization numbers, and make any other necessary technical directions to House File 1068 as amended and House File 2490 as amended. All those in favor of any questions on that motion? All those in favor of the motion say aye.
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 Opposed, nay. Carried. Thank you. Members, seen any other comments or questions? Seeing none, this meeting stands adjourned.